Okay, halacha vav. Okay. Okay, we're ready? Everyone's ready? Halacha vav. So now we're doing straight halacha, right? Straight halacha. So maybe we'll do a few halachot and then I'll tell you a nice short vart I saw in the parasha. I'll tell you at the end. So vav. Im kadesh. Yeah? On page vav. Halacha vav. Yeah, you got it. Yeah. So now we're talking about kiddush. So talking about kiddush. Im kadesh lachirim veino ochel imahem v'hu adayin lo kadesh bevito. Let's say. So now, I just want to point out, the Ben Ishchai is going to. He's going to touch on things that we already kind of discussed a little bit. So like it's going to seem a little repetitious, but that's what he's doing. So he says, if you make kiddush for others, im kadesh l'achrim, you make kiddush for others, v'no ochel imahem, you don't eat with them, as we discussed, v'hu adayin lo kadesh b'vito, and he didn't make kiddush in his house. It's like we discussed, you're in shul, you're making kiddush for the whole shul, or you're making kiddush for a whole group of people, and you didn't make kiddush at it. This is the first time you're making kiddush in the night. Hareze lo itam klum min hakos. You shouldn't taste anything from the cup. Why? Ki asur litom, it's asur to taste, kodem, kiddush, shono yitze yedei havato b'kiddush zeh. It's asur litom, asur to taste before you make kiddush. Which kiddush? Before you make kiddush, shehu eno yotze yedei havato b'kiddush zeh. A kiddush which is not yotze havato. A kiddush which does not help you fulfill your obligation. Meaning this kiddush would be considered a kiddush that does not help you fulfill your obligation. Why not? Because this is a kiddush where he's not eating, he's just making kiddush for others. So in a case where you're making kiddush for others, but you're not eating with them, you're just making kiddush, and then you go home. And so in this case,
it's not another bad day.
So this is probably talking about by night. It's probably talking about by night because by day you could just drink. It's talking about
right?
Right, by day just a geffen. Yeah. So this is probably talking about by night. This is talking about by night or by day? Is this talking about by night or by day? That's a good
probably
question.
Probably with that night because. Didn't you mention that you can sing Kiddush as many times as you want?
Right, during the day, right. It's Shriek Mikdash as many times as you want during the day, right. Right. So let's say it's time by night. Could it be talking about both? Here it says if you're not eating with them and you didn't make Kiddush in your house.
It's probably a continuation from the last one. And the last one we're talking about at night, no?
Yeah, so let's say it's a night. Yeah,
fine.
Let's say it's a night. That's a good question. Does this also apply to the day? I think when I learned it originally, I thought it was a night. So now, again, you're making kiddush for others, and you're not eating with them, and you still didn't make kiddush at home, right? Because shul just ended, you didn't make kiddush at home. So you can't taste at all. Why? Ki asur litom kodem kiddush, because it's not mutar to taste, it's asur to taste before you make a kiddush. Shehu eno yotze yedei havato b'kiddush zeh. Dein kiddush alav b'makom seudah. You're not allowed to taste before kiddush, and this kiddush is not a real kiddush. Why is this kiddush not a real kiddush? Because this kiddush is not kiddush b'makom seudah. Why isn't this a kiddush b'makom seudah? Because we said, if you're not eating there, amotzi or mezonot, then you're not yotze, you're kiddush.
Or you could have revit.
So now, I want to just point something out. Revit, we spoke about revit, right? So revit is what, about 3.5 ounces of wine or grape juice. I was wondering why he didn't bring this earlier, and he's going to bring it soon. He's going to discuss it soon. There's a different halacha. If you have double revit, what's double revit? So the reason why when you have one revit, right, you're making kiddush on one cup of wine. So we say, according to the opinions, they say, no, this revit is not a meal. This revit is going to help you fulfill your obligation of kiddush. And that's it. Now you also need to have a meal, so have amotzi, mezonot, or have a second
Another
revit. So a cup of, but if you think about it, a cup of grape juice is 7 ounces. Let's say you take a regular plastic cup.
No,
7 ounces. That's a cup. It's a regular small plastic cup. It's 7 ounces. No. Chances are you're gonna drink the whole cup.
Okay.
You know, if you're okay, not what? Well, let's say not a regular plastic. Let's say you have a regular plastic cup.
Fine.
Like you go to, you know, they have pizza and they have soda. They have plastic. They have plastic cups. You know, 100 cups and thing. So those cups are 7 ounces. So if you have that cup full, the whole thing. That's double revit. You don't need to make hamotzi, you don't need to make mezonot. Now, but the Ben Ishchai, for some reason, didn't want to talk about that. The Ben Ishchai was telling us strictly the halacha. Let's say you have one cup of kiddush. Your cup of kiddush is exactly 3.5 ounces, exactly one revit, and that's it. In that case, He's right. We said last week. We said that that only if you're going to go home after and then make kiddush for your family, could you be somech on drinking that revit, because it's a safek. We're not sure what the status is of your kiddush. But here he's saying, if you're making kiddush for others,
I have a good question. Can you, let's say you invite to someone's house, you make your own kiddush your own house, and then you don't eat their food at their house.
So again, one more time. Let's say you make kiddush.
I'm invited to his house with my family. So, at my house, we make our kiddush.
Yeah.
And then
we go to his house.
We go to his house and eat their food, but they say their kiddush also.
So first of all, they could say their kiddush also. But when you made your kiddush in your house, just have a little bit of mizonot, a little bit of cake. Right, because you're not going to wash because you're right.
Yeah.
You're not going to wash because you're going to go to his house and wash.
So if you don't have a mizonot, then you can't have the food.
No, then you have to make kiddush again in his house. But the first kiddush, you shouldn't make the first kiddush unless you plan on drinking 7 ounces of grape juice, unless you plan on having mizonot.
Oh,
right. So anytime you make kiddush, just have. I mean, it's 30 two cookies. You know, two small cookies or small piece of cake.
I don't understand how one person is able to have the cover like 200 people.
5 million people.
It's crazy. Like,
you know why? Because there's a concept called Yisrael Anevim Zeh Lazeh. Every Jew is responsible for every other Jew. We're all one nation. Yisrael, we're one Am Echad, one nation. So every Jew is responsible and helps every other Jew fulfill his obligations and in Torah
Mitzvot. I say my kiddush, I have my meal, but it's fine, right?
Yeah, because you wash
Hamotzi. Yeah,
Hamotzi is the best. Hamotzi or Mizonot. Hamotzi is the best.
Yeah.
That's kiddush. That's exactly what we said. And kiddush alav makom seudah. Kiddush is only one when you have seudah. You have a meal. You make kiddush and now you have your meal. It's perfect. So here he's writing. Now, this halakha, I thought we discussed all angles already. So I don't know. I don't really understand what he's trying to bring out in this halakha. Because he's saying if you make kiddush for others and you're not eating with them and you didn't make kiddush yet, then don't taste it. But I'm not 100% clear, because in the previous halakha, he said if you're going to go home and make kiddush for your family, then you could taste it and then go make kiddush for your family. And if you're not going to make kiddush for your family, then don't do this kiddush at all. So it could be over here he's saying, that you have to make kiddush for others. Could be. And you're not going to go home and make kiddush for your family because you don't have a family or whatever, for whatever reason, or you're by yourself. So I think what he's saying is in this case where you absolutely must make kiddush for others, when you, in a case where you will not be attending their meal and you'll be attending your own meal by yourself at home later. No, but then that would bring you to another problem, because if he's making kiddush for others, it says he shouldn't taste. So you know, I'm not sure. I don't know this halakha. I'm not sure you're trying to use this halakha.
It's contradicting, you're saying, the last one.
Yeah, I think it's contradicting the last one. Not really contradicting. The way I'm understanding it, it seems to be like an addition. It seems to be saying very similar.
I think it's adding to it, because like if you are making what was it, a bracha?
Yeah.
If you can't, he said like you can't, you shouldn't do it if you don't have to, kind of thing. So then, adding on to it, you said you shouldn't even taste it. Like, that's why I don't.
Oh, so you think he's adding just the point that you shouldn't even taste it? Meaning, if you have to do it, you shouldn't even taste it, and then go and do it at home.
Right. I don't even think like that you should do it at all. Like that kind of thing. He's like reiterating that point, maybe.
Right, so maybe, okay, so you're saying he's reiterating that you shouldn't do it at all, but let's say you have to do it. I mean, it sounds like he's saying you kind of have to do it. Im mekadesh lachem. Or maybe let's say you did it. Let's say you didn't, maybe you did it already and didn't realize. But then writing the halacha wouldn't help, because you obviously didn't do what he said. So if you made kiddush for others and you didn't eat with them, and you still didn't go home to make kiddush at home, then don't taste from the kos. Right? Because it's asur to taste. Tasur to taste, because you didn't make kiddush yet, but makom seudah. Kiddush has to be makom seudah. So right, it has to be with a meal. So now if I'm making kiddush and I'm not having a meal, I'm just making kiddush because others are having a meal. So he says you shouldn't even drink. He says you shouldn't even drink, meaning gives. He's going to explain later, give someone else a drink. You know what? I think this halakha is, I think it's vague. I think we're going to go to the next halakha. We might answer up our problems in the next halakha, because he's going to discuss different angles. The halakha kiddush is like, it's so amazing. There's so many different factors. You know, it's really like, we're used to doing things the way we do things. It happens to be Baruch Hashem. I think most people do things the right way. They make kiddush in shul and they have cake, or they make kiddush at home and they wash. That's really the standard way. But there are other, you know, there are instances that come up, and sometimes a person doesn't realize, you know, you have to do things there's Makom Seuda, and then there's cases.
I'm like a Monday right now. I want to do grape juice. I just say Hagafen and I'm good.
Yeah, Hagafen, because you're Sephardi. Hagafen is if you're Ashkenazi, and Hagafen if you're Sephardi.
Hagafen.
But they say Hagafen, we say Hagafen. Okay, good. Jordan. Okay, so Zayin. Zayin. So now he's going to say, Af al pi, Shamanu, even though we said, En kiddush al abba makom seuda. So we said, you have to have a meal when you make kiddush, or mezonot. Mikol makom, nevertheless, im achal kazayit pat. If you ate a kazayit, which is roughly 30 grams, Rav Avadya Yosef writes, it's about 30 grams, of bread, or kazayit minei mezonot, or kazayit of mezonot, is cake, or pasta, or cookies, or anything like that. Or shata revit yain, or he drank revit yain milvad kosa kiddush, besides for the kosa kiddush, meaning he drank two revit yain, one was the kiddush one, and then a second revit yain, then yatsa yedei havat kiddush kan. Then he's yotse his kiddush, he fulfilled his obligation of kiddush. V'yachol le'chol, he's able to eat ahar kach b'makom aher b'lo kiddush. He can eat in another place without kiddush. Meaning, I'm in shul now, I made kiddush, and then I had mezonot, or I had hamotzi, or I had 2 3.5 ounces, meaning 7 ounces of wine. And now I made al mechia. You have to remember to make al mechia, or you have to remember to make al gefen. Al mechia on mezonot, al gefen on the burpe gefen, on the wine. And now I'm good.
But you're already gonna have a hamotzi, right?
No, al mechia is on cake or cookies.
See?
Yeah,
we're not talking about a meal, right?
Yeah, not talking about a meal.
We're talking about
in shul,
then
and then cake.
Okay.
Then you make al mechia and al gefen, and now for the rest of the day, I don't even make kiddush again, because I made kiddush once and I had seuda once. I made al mechia, so I completed. I fulfilled that obligation. Done. I'm good. The rest of the day I can eat as much as I want, I don't have to make kiddush again. So he's just pointing that out. Okay? Yeah, is that good?
Yeah.
Mihu, however, sha'ar perot mashkin lo mahani. But if you eat fruits or eat other beverages, it doesn't work. Only mezonot, hamotzi, and grape juice or wine. Right? V'af agav diyesh omrim sagi b'shtet kos ha'kiddush ba'atzmo. Now this is going back to what we discussed earlier. Even though some people say that if you only drink one cup of kiddush, im yishtem imen revit, and you drink a revit from that one cup of the original cup of kiddush, some people say that it's fine. Mikol makom en lismoch ha'sfarah zo. Ela le'et ha'tzorech. He says, don't be somech on this. Don't be dependent on this halakha. Meaning, and this is what he spoke about before, right? Remember we spoke about before, he says the original cup of kiddush, does that count or does it not count for a meal? Does that count? Yes, for a meal, does not count for a meal, right? Remember the long halakha, right?
You usually repeat.
Yeah, I'll repeat that. So he says, even though, from Afagav?
Mm-hmm.
So Afagav, even though the Yesh Omrim, we said, some say that the Sagi, that it's enough, Beshtiyat kos kiddush, it's enough to drink the cup of kiddush ba'atzmo, by itself. Im yishtem imen revi'it, as long as you're drinking from it a revi'it, which is 3.5 ounces.
So if you double it, that's
one. So now he's saying, if, let's say you didn't double it.
Uh-huh.
So even though some people say if you don't double it, it's good enough. Doubling it, everyone says is good. But what if you don't double it? So we don't double it, that's machloket. And the machloket we brought last week. So he's saying, even though in last week's machloket, meaning last halacha, right, or two, the big halacha on the side, even though we did mention once upon a time there is one manda amar that holds you only need to drink one if you eat, but he says don't do that, because why would you do that? That's we don't necessarily hold like that. So you're just creating safek for yourself and creating doubts, right? Sometimes it's halacha, either like this guy, like that guy, we're not sure. So do the stringent thing, and then you cover all opinions, right? So is that better? Yeah.
Is
that better? Okay. So mikol makom, nevertheless, enli. Do not be somech, do not be dependent, do not do this. Only do it if you really, really, really need to. Like, very pressing matter where you have no other option, right? Let's say there's no other option, whatever reason you have to make kiddush, and you only have one if you eat, and you don't have mezonot, okay, then you could use this kula of only drinking 3.5 ounces. Yeah, is that good? Perfect. So now what will be a case? Now he gives you examples. Kegon, for example, kol shemila ve'en sham katan lashkoto. Let's say it's brit mila on Shabbat. Brit mila on Shabbat, you have to make kiddush, right? So now they're not having a meal, they're not having mizunot for whatever reason, they're just having just plain brit mila, and they have one cup of kiddush, and that's it. So now what do you do? Right? So really you should give it to a katan. But if you don't have, there's no katan in the shul. Let's say you have exactly 10 people in a house, right? Let's say, in Brooklyn. You're from Queens, right?
Yeah.
Right? There's Eruv here? There's Eruv in Queens.
I don't really live in Queens. Whatever. I don't live here.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, it's okay.
There's
an Eruv,
yeah.
Yeah, so there's an Eruv in Queens, right? In Brooklyn, there's no Eruv.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, right.
Right? So Brooklyn...
They can't carry on Shabbat.
Brooklyn, they can't carry on Shabbat. Brooklyn is one of the most controversial topics in the world, is the Eruv in Brooklyn. Certain rabbis said it was good, other rabbis said, the rabbis who said it's good are totally wrong, and I think Rav Moshe Feinstein was not into the Eruv in Brooklyn.
That's be director, right?
So, Eruvin is very complicated.
Complicated law?
It's probably the most complicated laws of anything in like all the halachot, at least according to my opinion. I don't know halachot Eruv, even the basics. I know very, very little. But basically, you can't have Eruv in a Shut HaRabim, basically. In a public setting.
To public?
In the street, outside.
Well,
right?
They're public also, so they have a religion.
But how do they have an Eruv in Great Neck? How do they have an Eruv in Queens? How do they have an Eruv in Montreal?
Wow.
But it's the right? So there's depending how you learn different things, what's considered public, what's not considered public. What's considered wide streets, what's not considered wide streets. So Brooklyn, the problem with Brooklyn is there's zillions of people in like one little tiny area. That's a Manhattan is also problematic to make a Eruv. But Manhattan might be better than Brooklyn because Manhattan has water surrounding it. Yeah. Right, and Brooklyn does. Brooklyn might have, but Brooklyn's really much.
And water, what is water better?
So water, some would say the water counts as a wall. So Manhattan might be better than Brooklyn, I think, because like in Washington Heights, they have an Eruv. But the Yankees, one part of Washington Heights, they don't use. But in YU, they do use. In
why can't they split up, like whatever the Eruv, and pretend like there's 600,000 in this little area?
Because then you can't care from one area to the next area.
Ah, I see.
Right, so Eruv has to be, because then it's like two separate houses. So it's very basically it's very complicated. But the point, what was I making? I was just saying an example. Let's say you have a Beit Midah in Brooklyn. So it's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Happens all. Meet anyone from Brooklyn. Tell them you're from Brooklyn. Have you ever met the Brit Milah? What happens in Brooklyn is that they have a Brit Milah, they have it in the house because they can't carry the baby to shul. So if you have a small little house, small little apartment, so you want all your friends and family, everyone to come to Brit Milah, but you can only fit 20 people in your apartment. So you're gonna fit 100 people in your apartment. So it's quit.
You can't carry
a
baby. That's interesting.
So you can't carry the baby. Yeah, and even there might be. Yeah, you can't carry the baby. So in Brooklyn, what do they do? So they have to. So before Shabbat, they have to bring all the Beit Midah stuff to the house, the knife and everything. The grape juice, the knife, the baby has to be there, everything. And then on Shabbat, you know, you can walk. So you can walk yourself over to the house. And you get to the house, you make a Beit Midah. After you make a Beit Midah in the house, then you do it in the house, right? But the point is that over here we're talking about. Let's say you have to make kiddush. You have to make a kiddush because it's Brit Milah, and there's no katan. So what? Because there's no katan. Let's say I made a Brit Milah in my house. I said, okay, I need 10 people to come over to my house. I live in Brooklyn. 10 people come to my house. I don't want to invite the whole world because I don't have room in my house, right? It's not like I'm making a show in a hall. So I have exactly 10 people come to my house. And I say, okay, let's make kiddush. If make kiddush, it's for a Brit Milah. But now there's no katan, so I make kiddush.
Katan's like a big guy.
Katan's like a child.
Why do you use
child? So a child. So in certain instances, it's better to give the child to drink the grape juice or the wine.
Because you make a bracha.
You make the bracha and he drinks. Yeah. So this is probably talking about the daytime. It's not probably talking about the daytime where I make bori peh gefen. I make right kiddush. I make bori peh gefen, and I don't have bread. I don't have cake. Wait, so it's hard. It's a little hard for us. Oh, so it's not a bracha vatal. Why is it not a bracha vatal? Because you can make a bracha for someone else. They can answer a man, and then they could. You're basically making a bracha for them. You're able to do that, but you're not supposed to do that if you don't have to. But you're able to do that in certain instances.
We're gonna tell people to say this, the baruch if they don't know how.
Right, if they don't know how. So let's say a person's not make a bracha. I could say make a bracha baruch Hashem.
But should you say Adonai or Hashem?
No, the full bracha baruch ata. Right, the full bracha. The real with Hashem.
You repeat the word Adon.
Either you could tell the person to repeat it, or you can make it for them.
Oh.
It's just like, for example, when we make kiddush, right? I make kiddush, I have 20 people on the table, I have everyone in mind. I'm making kiddush for everyone. dance Haman, and they just they listen to Kiddush, they follow Kiddush, they're Yotzeh, they fulfill the obligation of Kiddush. So in a case where there's no cake, there's no Mizunot, there's no Amotzi, there's just Kiddush, there isn't 7 ounces, there's only 3.5 ounces. So these cases, you know, this is halakha, we're learning halakha, but these cases don't always happen because there's always cake in the freezer, in the fridge, cookie, something, there's, you know, cereal in the closet that's Mizunot, there's always something Mizunot in the house, you know. But let's say there isn't, let's say there's an instance of there's no Mizunot, there's a little tiny bit of grape juice left, exactly 3.5 ounces, and I have a Brit Milah in my house, and I'm making Kiddush, and then I'm going home to make Kiddush again for my wife and kids. So in this case, I should make Borba Gefen, but since I'm not having Seudah now, that's a problem, because in Kiddush, Adabah Makom Seudah. Therefore, what could I do? I have in mind for the Katan, and he drinks the grape juice, and I'm good to go. Now, before you ask me a question, what's another time where we don't do this, Ashkenazim do this, Sfarim do not, but another time where you would make Kiddush or really Havdalah and the Katan would drink it? What do you think? The 9 days. Why?
What? Oh, because you can't have wine.
Can't have wine and grape juice in the 9 days. What do you do?
Really?
During the 9 days, you can't have wine and grape juice. So during Shabbat, you're allowed to have wine and grape juice. But Motzei Shabbat, you make Havdalah, you're not allowed to drink wine and grape juice.
Oh, interesting.
What do you do? So I think Rabbi Avad Yosef, I'm pretty sure, I have to double check, but I'm almost 100% sure Rabbi Avad Yosef writes, you could, because... So you could just one cup of grape juice, only the person making Havdalah, and that's it. Because you have to make Havdalah. You have to make Havdalah, right? That's halacha. You have to make Havdalah. So you make Havdalah, and the guy making it, he drinks a cup of grape juice. And that's it. No one else. And you can't drink, and you, it has to be, I think, exactly, you know, the amount you can have, whatever, 3.5 ounces, and that's it. But others say, no, you make the bracha, and the katan drinks, because you're allowed to have in mind someone else, and you make a bracha. Again, because the concept of Kol Yisrael Rim Zelazeh, every Jew is responsible for his fellow Jews. So I can make a bracha and have you mind, and you could be. We're not Jews. All Jews. I'm a Jew. I'm a rabbi. Same way I can make kiddush for everyone. How come you don't have to make your own kiddush, and you and everyone makes their own kiddush? We don't say that. One person makes kiddush. Because all Jews are connected, and all Jews have the chiyuv to do the mitzvah. And if one person does the mitzvah and has in mind for others to fulfill their mitzvah, then that's good enough. That's what we say. Now, certain instances we'll say it's better for you to make your own bracha. But in Kiddush, we don't say that. In Kiddush, you say one person makes Kiddush and it's Mikadosh for everyone. So in this case, right, in this case, Brit Milah, and you have to have the grape juice. It's part of the Brit Milah. It's part, you're not going to not have the grape juice. It's part of the program. Right? So what do? You give it to a kid. Why do you give it to a kid? Because if I drink the grape juice, I'm not going to drink eat Mizunot. And then I'm doing Kiddush, but I'm not having a meal. That's a problem. So to avoid that problem, I give it to the kid. Is that clear? So I think what the Ben Ishchai was doing in Vav, I think he was just like reiterating points. I think now he's like reiterating, he was like a big halakha, all the intricate details. I think now he's like breaking it down in different halakhot. But I think it's a lot of the points are similar to what we said before. Yes, so is that any questions? We're good? Yeah? A little more? Yeah? Okay. So now we're up to where? Oh, we're still in the middle of this halakha. So he says, Upo, and over here, Irenu, in our city, Baghdad, I don't know what Yud Ayn Aleph stands for. Okay? In our city, Haminhag, right? He writes it a lot. You see, he writes it a lot. Upo, Irenu, Baghdad. He writes it a lot. So in our city in Baghdad, that's where Ben Ishchai lived, Haminhag Pashut, Shehamoher Mivarech Al Kos Hamila, Veshotem Menu Revi'it. He says, our minhag was the mohel. He makes the bracha of borei pe gefen, and he drinks the vit around 3.5 ounces. The afar pi shomdim sham kama ketanim. But what do you mean? There's a lot of children. There's ketanim, little children. Why don't you take the grape juice and give it to the kid? He says, no. And not in the katan ishtot. He says, in our minhag, in our city, we don't give it to the katan. So obviously, these halachot are not so simple. Obviously, there's mahoket, there's different approaches to this halacha. So he says, in our city, the minhag was not to give to the katan, rather the adult drinks it. I can't tzarich shamohel itkaven latzet baze yedei hovat kiddush veishtei revi'it shelema. Therefore, since the minhag in our city in Baghdad was to drink the grape juice, then the mohel should have in mind that it's for kiddush and he should drink a full revi'it. Obviously, if he can, he should drink a double revi'it, or have mizunot, or have amotzi. But he's saying, our minhag was to not give it to the katan. So in a case where you only have revi'it, then drink it and have in mind that you're making kiddush. And then you're being dependent on the opinion that says it's fine. And which opinion is that? That's the one opinion that says one revi'it is fine. The other opinion says you need two Revi'it. But he says our minhag was we follow this opinion of one Revi'it, and that's fine. Good? Is that good? Yeah? I know this halakha, it's you know, it's a lot of details, but it's good. Okay, we're ready. Halakha het. Next halakha. Im shama kiddush mishcheno. Let's say you heard kiddush from your neighbor. That's how you would say. Let's say the window's open, and then your neighbor lives right there, and his window's open. So your neighbor's like, "Hey, Jordan, you need kiddush? I'm making kiddush." You say, "Oh yeah, I didn't make kiddush yet." So you listen, right? He's next door. Kivan deshamei hu shemem imkom seudato. Since you're right here by your table with your bread and your soda, you're about to eat. So it's kiddush. You make kiddush, and then you go straight to make a motzi.
You listen to him and eat your make your motzi.
Exactly, and that's considered kiddush. When it comes to that, because you made kiddush, you heard kiddush, and you made seudah, right? Perfect, very good, John. Very good. So, kivan shamei hu shamei makom seudah. Since you heard it and you were about to have your seudah, so you're in makom seudah. So therefore, it's considered kiddush makom seudah. V'rak tzarich sheitkaven hamikdash leotzio yedei havato. The person making kiddush has to have you in mind. Meaning, if you happen to be, you know, like sometimes you, I think I saw the shal somewhere. Let's say you're walking on Rosh Hashanah, you're walking, and you're walking by a shul, and you hear a shofar, right? So you can listen to all the shofar blasts, right? Or maybe you can't, because when the guy's in bracha, you only had in mind the congregation. Mm-hmm. You were outside, you didn't have your mind. So are you yotze or you're not yotze? So I don't remember what the answer is. But over here, if you're walking by someone's house and they have a window open and you hear a guy make kiddush, you're not yotze. You could, in Yerushalayim, you could walk from shul to your house. If you have a half hour walk, you could hear kiddush 20 times along the way, because everyone's Jewish and everyone's religious and everyone's being kiddush and everyone has their windows open, but you're not yotze, because no one had you in mind. When did this halakha apply if the guy had you in mind? So like the case I said, Jordan called over to his friend and said, "Hey buddy, can you have me in mind?" That's good. You had your mind, you're by your house.
Maybe you walk by, maybe you can stop by one of the houses and tell them, "Oh, you gotta make kiddush again," and then you'll be yotzei.
Or you could ask the guy to make kiddush for you. Or if you hear a guy saying, you run into his house, you knock on his door quickly, and you say, "Oh, have me in mind." Okay, he has your mind, and then you're good to go. When I make kiddush every week, it's a little bit of a joke, but it's like a half serious joke. I always say I have in mind Bob Dylan, and I have in mind all the different Jews that are not religious in the world, and you know, I always have in mind at one point, it's a joke I have with my father-in-law, but we always and you know, we, like all the different people in the world who unfortunately didn't have the schut. Obviously it doesn't mean anything because they're in different parts of the world, but you know, we always, I think of all the Jews when I make kiddush. I always
it's like a Marish Stoudemire.
What?
The NBA Jewish basketball player, Amari Stoudemire.
So I have to have him in mind also next time. Okay, Yeshomrim. We'll do.
I'm very curious how that Nissim rapper does his Kiddush.
Nissim. Yeah, he's Hasidish, no? Nissim?
Yeah.
No? Yeah, no.
Steiger.
Okay, Yeshomrim. Some say the end Mekachim Ela. Yeah, Halachatet. Yeshomrim. Then mekachin ela bimkom ner. Oh, so now, do you need to have the light? The Shabbat candles.
Back to Friday night.
Back to Friday night, yeah. So we're back to Friday night, yeah. So do you have to have the candles? So some people say, no, you have to have the candles. Very important. You make kiddush only bimkom ner. Some say, no, what are you talking about? You can have your candles in one room and you make kiddush in a different room and it's totally fine. So it's mahalket. So what do you do? It's a pretty easy mahalket, right? You have to be careful to do like the first svara, like the first opinion. And you make kiddush makom ner. Why? Ki ken ra'oi liyot arpi hasod. Hasod is a Kabbalah. Arpi Kabbalah, you have to make kiddush by the Shabbat candles. Arpi Kabbalah. So even though it's a mahalakha.
You're saying
if you don't have that situation, it's okay?
Oh yeah, if you don't have that situation, it's fine. Yeah. Meaning if you're saying if you're not, you don't have Shabbat candles, whatever reason.
Whatever, like in shul.
In shul, yeah. Yeah, in shul.
So then it's like b'diav, it's fine.
Or let's say you're in a hall. So that's why it gets complicated. Like sometimes it gets complicated. The halachot of halachot nerot and the halachot kiddush, they overlap a little bit. Like that's why sometimes they'll have, like if you go to Pesach Hotel, like you're not allowed to light in your room because they have laws against this stuff.
You don't even eat in your room, so...
So you don't eat, you eat in the dining room. Right. So a lot of times they'll set up lighting in the dining room. Mm-hmm. So for that purpose, so that when you eat your meal, you also have the nerot. So so he's saying you should light next to the nerot. Well, let's say you're a bunch of college kids and a bunch of college students in a college dormitory, right. Or so
and
you don't have
light in our house, and then we go all the way here, let's say for a kiddush.
Right, exactly. So then there's no, so then there's not kiddush ma'am kom ner. So that's but generally speaking, that's you know, you have persons at home, regular standard case. You're at home, you light nerot, person's wife or their mother lights nerot, and then they get home, they make kiddush, and the nerot are usually in the dining room area. Mm-hmm. They don't have to be on the table, but they're in the dining room area, you know, near somewhere within seeing distance.
How about the kitchen where you can see it?
So if you know, if you have like, you know, like you said, like a wide, like an open area, like a kitchen, dining room, you could all, everything could. I think it's probably fine. I ask your local Orthodox rabbi, but I don't see it. If you could see it, but makom ner, is that considered?
Don't ask Rabbi Google, bro.
Don't ask Rabbi Google. Okay, and he says, what's the reason? Because apiyah sar, apiyah kabbalah, you have to do it. Verak bishit sorech veechreach gadol yesh lismoch asura shnia. Only in a case where you have tzorech veechreach gadol, you have a real need, and you have no other option, you can be somech on the second opinion, which is, what's the second opinion?
That you don't need it.
Should do one more halacha? We do two malachot? How much time do I have?
2:44 right now.
Yeah.
So do one more halacha?
Sure. Whatever you want.
One more halacha, because we printed the pages. One more halacha, and I'll tell you a short var, and we'll end in exactly 7 minutes. Bezat Hashem. It's Friday time. Mitzvah Taseh. Mitzvah Taseh min HaTorah leKadesh b'dvarim. So it's a mitzvah Taseh min HaTorah. A mitzvah d'oraita, mitzvah from written in Torah, that you have to make kiddush with words. How do you know? Shnei Amar says in the pasuk, Zachor et yom haShabbat lekadsho. Remember the day of Shabbat. So remember the day of Shabbat lekadsho, and you have to sanctify Shabbat. So Zachrehu zichirot Shabbat veKiddush. You have to remember remembrance of Shabbat, and you have to make kiddush. So he explains. V'tzarich lezachro bechnisato bekiddush ubitziato beavdala. So he's saying two things. You have to remember Shabbat and sanctify it, right? But not only you have to remember, you have to remember Shabbat when Shabbat starts, and you have to remember Shabbat when Shabbat ends, meaning from the beginning of Shabbat to the end of Shabbat. The beginning of Shabbat is what? Kiddush, and the end of Shabbat is what?
Havdalah.
Now he says, so that's midoraita. So he just said, from the Torah, there's a mitzvah to do Kiddush and do Havdalah, right? And that's Kiddush Friday night, and Havdalah is Motzei Shabbat, and there's no Kiddush Shabbat day, we know it's Darabanan, right? But yes, from him, other opinions say no. Shavdalah midvei sofrim. Even Havdalah is midvei sofrim. It's midrabanan. So the Friday night kiddush, everyone says, is midoraita. But really, it's okay. That's really the tefillah that you make. Friday night kiddush is midoraita. But then some say the kiddush at home is also midoraita. But the Friday night, there is a mitzvah of kiddush midoraita. And then Shabbat day is no. And then Motzei Shabbat is a machloket. Okay. The end tzarich min haTorah ela mechnisado. So according to the Yesh Omrim, who says the Havdalah is Drabanan, so according to that opinion, you end Sarich Minat Torah, you only need Minat Torah, Ela Bechnisato. Right? End Sarich Minat Torah, Ela Bechnisato. You don't need Minat Torah besides for Bechnisato, Friday night. The only one is Friday night, which is Minat Torah. V'lachen Minat Torah, Yotze Adam, Yedei Havato, B'tfilat Arvit Shel Shabbat. Therefore, right, I was just mentioning this. Min haTorah, a person says Arvit Friday night, and during Arvit, during Amidah, we mention Kiddush, right? So technically speaking, that's the mitzvah d'oraita of Kiddush. No, in Amidah,
in
Amidah, we say Vechul Shemaim in Amidah. So in Amidah we say Vechul Shemaim. So that's the mitzvah d'oraita in the Amidah Friday night. So now why? So if we already did the d'oraita,
yeah, why do we have to say it again?
Oh, why say it again at home? Jordan Neiman, you're on fire today. V'rak hachamenu zichronam livacha tiknu ekadesh al yain. The rabbi said, make Kiddush also on wine when you get home Friday night. So Friday night the kiddush is the oraita, which kiddush in Amidah, but then the kiddush on the grape juice, that's midrabanan. Mihu, yesh omrim, some say, kol sheyesh lo yain, eno yotze min haTorah yedei chovat kiddush b'tefillah. Some people say, no, what are you talking about? If anyone that has wine, he's not yotze in tefillah, his kiddush d'oraita, his kiddush from the Torah is not yotze in tefillah. Rather, if you have wine, you have to make kiddush at home with wine, according to this one opinion, and that's d'oraita. Right, so this one opinion says no. It's not that tefillah is the oraita and at home is the rabbanan. It's with wine. It's the oraita. That means only when you get home it's the oraita. That's one opinion. Gam yeshamim is another opinion. Kol sheno mechavem b'tefillah that says today chovat kiddush eno yotzei min haTorah. There's another opinion that says in tefillah you have to have in mind what I'm doing right now. I'm having in mind is for kiddush. You have to have that in mind. And if you don't have that in mind, you're not yotzei min haTorah. So basically, it's a very good thing that the rabbi said to make kiddush again at home, in case we didn't have in mind, or at least or according to the opinion that says that kiddush is only with wine. So kiddush with wine is more than just the rabbanan. Kiddush with wine Friday night, not only is it the rabbanan, but it might even be the oraita according to some opinions. Okay, at least we start on the next page. Okay, so up to Yud Aleph, on page Zayin. Okay, so here, here's the copies. I'll tell you a quick vart. I saw this yesterday. I want to share. I thought it was incredible. Is that basically it says in this week's parasha, it says keep passing, Chumash. Actually, for a second, the first pasuk. I don't want to get it wrong. If I get it wrong, then the whole var goes out the window. This is a pi Kabbalah. The Zohar writes. Asas in the Imam Loes. It says Vayu Hayesara. Right. This week's parasha talks about that Sarah lived until 127. So the first Hayesara is this week. So Sarah lived. She died at 127. So now the pasuk breaks it down. Vayu Hayesara, and it was the life of Sarah, meaning how long did she live? Me'ah Shana, 100 years. V'sim Shana, in 20 years. V'sheva Shanim, and 7 years. Right. So first of all, it should have just said 127. It said 120 and 7. But that everyone talks about. There's a million reasons you could give to that. But Zohar says, which I never realized my whole life. It's amazing. I never realized this. It says Me'ah Shana. Shana is singular. V'sim Shana, again singular. V'sheva Shanim. By 7, it says plural. 100, and this is year in singular. 20, and then it says year in singular. 7, it says years in plural, which doesn't make any sense, right? So the Zohar, so apparently I didn't know this.
It says it in Pasuk.
Look. Vayu Hayesara Me'ah Shana. V'sim Shana. No, not in here. The Zohar is not here. V'sheva Shanim. So the Zohar writes. Now, I don't know if you guys know Dikduk. I don't know Dikduk well. But apparently, if you have a number less than 10, you don't have to write plural. Yeah? So Sheva could say Sheva Shana. So really, it should have said Me'ah Shanim. V'sim Shanim. V'sheva Shana. Right? The plural should have been by the 100 and by the 20, and the singular should have been by the 7. It said the plural was the
7.
Exactly. So what's going on? So he says it teaches us a lesson of gava and anivut, of being humble and not being haughty. He says if a person, you know, in comparison 100 to 20 to 7, 100 is a big number, right? Comparison to 7. If a person's always like 100, like a person has a lot of gava, they're all very haughty, they're full of themselves. That's shana. That's singular. That's worth very little. That's worth just one. It's worth nothing. Person is, even 20. A person has gava, not as much gava, but 20. Oh yeah, 20. I have a lot, you know, not so much gava, but I'm still a haughty person. Shana, that's singular. That's not worth so much. Sheva, 7. That's the smallest of the three numbers. Person says, oh, I'm not, you know, I'm a humble person. You know, I don't have gava, I don't have haughtiness. Oh, that midah, the midah of being humble. Shanim, that's where you could put the word shanim. That's where you could put the plural, meaning plural, it's worth many, many, many. The 7 looks like a small number, but a person that makes himself small, shanim, that's worth a lot. That's worth the plural. Okay, that's a Zohar. We have to, you know, Ben Ishchai, Zohar, Rav Yosef, that's all you need for Friday. Okay, Hazak Baruch, thank you very much. Thank you.